Hello and welcome to the Down Under Visa Philippines to Australia podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Harvey, registered migration agent from Down Under Visa here in Manila, Philippines. Now, the topic for today's podcast is the blog article from the Down Under Visa site, What Does Dependent Child Mean for an Australian Visa? Now, what is a dependent child and when can you add a dependent child to an Australian partner visa application? When can you apply for a child visa and when can you not apply? When is a child truly dependent and when are they not? Now, this is a critical question that comes up regularly to Down Under Visa when partner visa applicants have children from a previous relationship or if they're a single mother. And we take this very seriously because I must say I'm a bit of a soft touch when it comes to kids. I like seeing kids remaining with their mums and I like seeing new families being created. Every kid needs a mum and a dad, and remaining with grandparents is simply not the same. I'll just elaborate on that a little bit. It's not that uncommon for kids in the Philippines to be left behind and not to accompany their parents. Sometimes it means this. It means there is pressure from grandparents and other relatives who want the child to remain with them. I will always look at that from an Australian perspective, where we believe in nuclear families and we believe that mums and dads and kids go together, and what grandparents think and what have you really doesn't come into it. Look, it has been very much my observation from seeing, you know, kids left behind, whether the mum's gone to Australia or whether, you know, mum is working overseas as an OFW, you know, working in Saudi or wherever. Kids left behind, raised by grandparents, aunties, uncles, etc. Look, this is my opinion, but they never do quite as well as they should, because nobody cares for or looks after supervises kids better than a mum and a dad. Grandparents will never be quite as good. It is certainly, look, I mean, as clients, it's entirely up to you what you wish to do, but I always hope that people will include their kids in a visa application, and I'm very happy when I see that they do. Now, the issue of whether a child is dependent or not, though, it doesn't come up much with younger kids, unless the child is living with the father of the child and had nothing to do with the mum. Well, as a general rule, yes, they are dependent. Now, dependency can be called into question with older kids, and sometimes the line between dependent and not dependent is a bit grey. Okay, now what does dependent child mean? Well, firstly, it means they are members of the nuclear family, which I mentioned before, and that means the family unit consists of mum, dad, child or stepchild, children, and possibly child of child. In other words, if one of the kids has a child of their own, they may be included. Now, it doesn't mean elderly parents, doesn't mean cousins, doesn't mean the child of your sister, of whom you've grown very fond and has always lived with you. They're not part of that nuclear family. They're not a dependent child, never will be. Now, if the child is under 18, then yes, they are a dependent child. That is, unless they are engaged, married, or in a de facto relationship with somebody whilst under 18. If that's the case, then they are no longer dependent. However, if they have kids, but they're not in a relationship like that, then that in itself does not exclude them as long as they have remained single. Okay. Secondly, it also means that the child applicant, known as the secondary applicant in a visa application, is dependent on the applicant and or the sponsor. Now, if they're over 18, they may still be included in the application as a dependent child if they are in fact, truly dependent on the applicant or sponsor. Okay, so now what does dependent actually mean? Now, the definition of dependent, of being a dependent child, means they are dependent on that person either wholly or substantially for their daily needs. So wholly or substantially. Now, what that means is if Auntie Jing Jing is paying for tricycle fares, it's no big deal, but Mum and Dad should be footing the bill for everything or nearly everything else, and they need to have done so for a substantial period beforehand. They can't suddenly start supporting them when they haven't had anything to do with them for several years. And what we're talking about here is providing for basic needs of food, clothing and shelter. We're not talking about a need for luxurious living. And I guess this is one of those hard things for Filipinos, is that, you know, they can have a child who really isn't dependent on them, but they've been sending the money to keep them, you know, living in a Starbucks sort of lifestyle that they wish to be in. That really doesn't cut it if they're not dependent for basic needs. In other words, if they have a job, then they're not, you sending them an extra 20,000 pesos a month doesn't make them dependent on you if they are capable of supporting themselves. Look, with everything, just remember that a visa, an Australian visa, is a grant, it's not a right. You didn't have a right to go to Australia with your Australian husband. You have the right to apply, and Australia has graciously granted you a visa. You do not have an entitlement to bring your kids. And Australia will graciously allow you to include them if they are dependent on you. But if they're not and you just want to bring them along so they can share in the bounty, well, it's just not the way the system works. So what if they are working or married or living de facto? Again, this is where the basic needs question comes in. Now, I had somebody telling me recently that their daughter, who was earning 18,000 pesos a month at a call centre, that she was still dependent on her mum, because her mum had been sending her extra money. Not for basic needs, she wasn't. Maybe for flash clothes and socialising at Starbucks, but visas are not about anyone living in luxury. And you can pretty much say that someone who's working only one day a week for pennies You can pretty much say that unless someone is working only one day a week for pennies, then working means not dependent anymore. We certainly can't say they're dependent when they're earning an income of 18,000 a month, because here that's considered to be a fairly good salary. Now, if they're married or living with somebody in a de facto relationship, no, that means they're a grown up and no longer dependent on parents. They're not a dependent child anymore. Okay, what if they are over, if they're 23 or over, and what if they're disabled? Now, if they are totally or partially incapacitated physically or mentally, then they can be considered dependent. But look, I must say I've never actually had to deal with this one, thank goodness. I'm very grateful. But be aware that if you had a situation like that in one state, and one being dependent because of a physical or mental disability may mean they're dependent, but then they still need to be able to pass health criteria, in other words, passing their medicals, in order to be successful for a visa. So on one breath, yes, they can be considered dependent, excuse me for laughing, I don't mean to, and on the other, that if it looks like they're going to be a drain on the Australian economy because they have medical conditions, well, they're going to be refused based on that. But otherwise, note that age limit depends on visa types. There are some options where a dependent child may be over 23, and still may be included. So please check with Down Under Visa about this when you are ready. Okay, it's a little complicated for a mere blog article. Okay, now this can be a very tough one for Filipinos. In Australia, I can say, at least, you know, back in my day when I was growing up, we get a job and we move out in our late teens, or certainly by our early 20s. We absolutely long for an independent life where we can make our own decisions and start living the way we want. Now, there is rarely such a concept in the Philippines. Most young people only move out when they absolutely have to, due to work or other reasons, and given the choice, they would rather stay with parents or an extended family. So, you know, mum remarrying and moving to Australia can be traumatic, that's for sure. However, you need to accept that Australia looks upon these matters differently to the Philippines. Okay, we don't... I'm thinking of my wife's family. I mean, she has, you know... She has siblings in their late 40s who are, you know, living at home with their parents. Well, they never actually moved out, ever. Once upon a time, that was unusual in Australia, although things do seem to be changing. But take note, you know, if you're thinking, gosh, Australia is being very, very hard, even the Philippines regards 18 as being an adult from a migration point of view. If you try to get a permanent resident visa, like a 13A, in the Philippines, this is if an Australian comes here and wants to settle permanently in Philippines. I have one of those myself, a 13A permanent resident visa. If you wanted to include your 25-year-old son who had a job as being your dependent, it won't happen. It's pretty much a world standard these days. So basically, you need to decide where you want to be, make a decision, and move forward. If you cannot possibly leave your adult children behind, well then, you really shouldn't be marrying an Australian, and you shouldn't be planning on going to Australia. So you need to make your decision there. All right. I hope that's I hope this has been helpful and useful to people. Look, by all means, if you have issues with children, whether to include them, whether not to include them, then always feel free to contact us. We have a visa assessment form, and we can answer all of those questions for you. And but just be aware that we will answer you truthfully and in a direct and blunt fashion, as we do with absolutely everything. You mightn't necessarily like the answer, but at least it will be a truthful one, because we will not waste your time and money on an application which will not be successful. Okay, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you on our next podcast. Thank you.